Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Michael?
You are.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Not bad. Yourself?
My day's going well. You know, no complaints. Happy Thursday to you. Just overall here. Kind of start off the conversation. You're welcome. I know you're speaking here briefly with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. She brought me on the line so I can go over the pricing with you. But before I do so, did you have any questions in regards to how the program works or what exactly we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
That would probably come after. Let's get right to the nuts and bolts of it. Because if it's something that completely I can't afford right now, then there's no sense in wasting anybody else's time.
Makes sense. Absolutely. I respect that 100%. All right, Michael. So the program, it's offered to you on a month-per-month basis. So you're not locked into a contract or anything long-term. That strictly makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the following month, it's up to us to provide your results within the very first month. So it's offered to you monthly. Now, aside from that, it is fully exclusive. We're only allowed to operate with one business per category per area. That way we can ensure you as owner of the company that you're getting all the exposure and visibility that directly to your company. So in other words, we're not working with any of your competitors. But we did qualify you for our Platinum package, which holds all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful. Now, inside of the package has all the tools Google looks for in order to rank you higher as an individual company on the front page, like a website as well. But normally, without any of the discounts implemented, the original pricing for this package, it runs at $599 normally with a $299 programming fee. With the discount, I'm able to waive the programming fee entirely and get you in at $299 flat and out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point. There would not be any other surcharges. And like I said, the setup fee, that would be waived entirely for you. Now,
$299 a month?
Yeah, that would be on a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Mm-hmm. Now, everything that you're going to be receiving, Michael, is going to be two spots on the front page of Google. We place you under the map found as a top recommended option, and we place you directly above that inside of the Google advertising section. What we're also going to be providing for you is first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And then in order to help your ranking, we place you your company on 60 directories that are very popular in your area. These are also the directories that Google is indexing on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on the bigger, more popular ones like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, etc. And then what we're also going to be providing for you is the creation of a website. Now, the website, we can build it for you within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. That way, you never have to worry about doing it on your own. But then what we would also do is send you over an example of how it looks before promoting it live. That way, we get your approval on it before doing that. And then once we promote it on the front page, you get more phone calls towards your company. Now, what we would also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices. And nowadays, since everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones and their location's always changing when they're traveling, what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way, we appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, Android, and you're also going to appear to show up on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, Michael, we're literally going to cover all of your bases. Okay, now, I do have a question for you, though. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but how many clients do you think we would have to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
At least 10 or 15.
10 to 15. Okay, well, definitely realistic and doable. I mean, the reason why I asked that question to begin with is because right now, I mean, I did type in one of the services that you offer into our analytics system, and it shows me all the searches that were conducted within the Avondale area, but I also typed it into just a 30-mile or 25-mile radius outside of the local area. Now, it shows me right here, the keyword that I typed in was HVAC services, and that would be appropriate, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it shows me right here in the last 30 days, HVAC services has actually been searched 1,012 times. So just over 1,000 times, but I'm not going to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls towards your company. That's not realistic whatsoever.
Yeah, no, I
Yeah, absolutely. But it is our goal to help get you the clients that you're looking for. And the way we're going to get you the 15 to 20 clients that you're looking to target is we're going to go into each individual area and program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for your services. Once we program your company and get you found in front of the audiences that are already looking for the services you offer specifically, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. Okay, but I mean, but even if you break that down, if we brought you 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. Theoretically, of course, but like I said, if they're calling you directly for a service that they're in need of and something you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance, like I said, of you landing that job. It's just very important to be an option when they're doing that search, of course. And then also we offer targeted marketing. So I see here that you offer a couple different services like Maricopa, Buckeye, Surprise, Peoria, Glendale. Now, do you like to cap it off at a certain area, or does it really just depend on the job on how far you decide to travel, or are these areas that you like to target it specifically?
Yeah, most of those areas, with the exception of Maricopa, are within 20-40 minutes. Maricopa's an hour, and I really don't want to push it further than that. Windshield time doesn't make me any money.
What about West Valley?
I think I'm kind of in the West Valley.
Yeah, so you don't. I mean, you get a lot of work that comes out of the West Valley, though.
I have it. We're just getting started.
Understood. Okay, gotcha.
And like
gotcha.
I was.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because we're going to allow you, regardless, is to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Now, the reason being is, we allow you to hand select areas because you may know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in, or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas that are making you the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, Michael, you know, that's why we offer the services here to you monthly with no contracts. It does strictly make us performance-based. But with all the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company, right?
Right. Yep. Well, if that makes sense. Okay. Now, this is, again, month to month. All those things you just got done talking about, all of them fall under the $299 a month umbrella.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be something that you're going to absolutely love it, Michael. But what I would have to do here, in order to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, what I would have to do is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay? Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we're speaking on, the 425-238-5799, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's the number that we're going to promote for you. And then also, we have to get your PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're located in, or the business is located in.
Mm-hmm.
I found the address listed as 3140 North 130th Lane. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's the home and business, home office.
Okay, so if it's a home office, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. The address will be hidden online, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way people know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they don't know turn-by-turn directions to where you live, of course. All right, and then
perfect.
Out there, yeah, absolutely, of course. And then out there in Avondale, that's the zip code, just to clarify, is 85392, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. And then also, Michael, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Hagen. H-A-A-G-E-N.
H-A-A-G-E-N, you said?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And then also, what's the best email address to use for the company, or the best email address in general?
So it's going to be Climate Control Solutions, abbreviated. So CCS West Valley. @gmail.com.
@gmail.
Now, when I let me cut you off for a sec. So during my process of getting the LLC, I already obtained a domain. I don't know what I'm going to do with it or if it can apply here or can be utilized.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
That's a great question. So if you already, if you purchased a domain name, and you're looking and you need a website, we can actually utilize the domain name and use the template that we use in order to make you the website utilizing the domain name that you purchased. Okay, so what's the, what's the domain name that you purchased?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in my rig right now just driving back to the job, so I don't have that.
Well, that's
information with me.
Understood. Well, that's actually not, you wouldn't actually need that as of right now. We actually conduct what we call a client interview with you, at a later date, when you have more time on your hands and my client's available, when they're not busy with another client, but they go over all of that information with you. They gather all of they cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to, making sure that we're representing you properly. So they gather that from you. So that's not a problem. And then also the hours of operation for the business, Michael, how do you operate it? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? How does that work?
Yeah, it's kind of flex, but generally it's going to be Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 in the evening.
Seven thirty to 5:30?
Yep.
Okay. And that, you said that's Monday through Friday, I'm sorry?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Gotcha.
Not that I won't do a weekend job here and there, but for the most part, it's Monday through Friday.
Understood. Okay. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
The credit card one is getting worked now, but currently right now it would be cash or check.
Cash or check right now? Okay. All right. And then if anything changes on the account or you want to add anything in, like that method, that being a method of payment, for example, then you can always add or adjust anything on the account with us at any point in time. Just let us know that you want it adjusted and we can make sure that it gets changed for you. And then but what I'm also doing for you to make that easy on you is I sent you over an email. Inside of the email is giving you two forms of contact. Each and every time you try to call one of these phone numbers, if the extension is hit, you're going to be able to reach a live agent, me being one of them. My number is located at the very bottom of the email, and client support is located at the very top of the email. Okay, you'll notice it's the same number to reach the company, just different extensions typed in will reach different departments for the company. Okay, just to kind of clarify. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, Michael, for whatever reason in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or do you prefer an email?
Probably the phone call first, but definitely follow it up with a text, and then the email would be last, most likely. It's easy. If I'm with a customer, I'm not going to answer my phone.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so yeah, we'll send you a text message, or I'm sorry, a phone call. We'll leave you a voicemail, and then we'll send you a text message, and then you can get back to us whenever is best convenient for you. All right. Perfect. And then it does show me that the email that I sent over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do, Michael, in order for us to be able to secure the listing so we can start the programming, that would be actually securing the payment at the $299 discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the business?
It'd be a credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name? Okay, and is there any middle initial on the card,
yeah.
Michael?
No.
Okay, and the card, normally they read...
More questions as we talk, more questions.
Yeah, of course.
So, this is something my wife drills into me all the time because she deals with fraud all the time. This is literally Google, correct? Not just some company calling themselves Google.
Yeah. So we're a premier Google channel partner. We actually send you over everything in writing, and you see that in our email. You see our Google credentials. It says premier Google channel partner. And then if you actually click on that badge that they give us, Google gives that directly when we work directly with them. And then that would take you to a Google site that tells you that we work directly with them. So.
And so when people utilize Google as a search engine or Bing, I'm going to be there.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Okay, and then I'm sorry, I forget her name again. Tara?
Tara's the person you spoke with originally, yes.
Yes. Now, how does this, because I don't know if she told you, but we already filled out for the Google business profile.
Okay.
How is this correlating with that, or does it?
Okay, yeah. So,
or they,
no, it's the same. It's the same thing. So what we would do is just ask you to add us to the manager of the Google My profile page. That way we can manage it and make sure we maintain it, gaining it reviews, and we can add the website on. We can add the website to it as well, so we can make sure that. That way we can make sure that it gets ranked on the front page so Google can see all the information that we place on there for you. So that's
okay.
Something that we would
no
ask
extra
you.
Cost.
No extra cost. No, that's part of the services.
So where are you making your money? Actually, let me digress. So do my calls come from you or do the customers call me directly?
The calls go to you directly. They don't get filtered through a third-party company or anything like that. The calls come directly to you.
Okay, so now then that leads to the fun, that last question. So how are you guys profiting? Because obviously it all boils down to we're all trying to make some money here.
Of course.
And
we don't really see profit till we want to make sure that it becomes, obviously we offer it to you monthly, but we want to make sure that it becomes a long-term marketing solution for the company. So that's why we provide you results that you can see within the very first month. We want to make sure that you're comfortable with us. So, obviously, we don't profit off the first month that we bring you on board, so we do look for the long-term business relationship. We start profiting off after the second month.
And how's that? What does that equate to monetary?
Well, honestly, I don't know those analytics. That's something that my technician would be able to answer a lot better than me on that end, because I'm not sure about those numbers.
I'm sure you're kind of getting where I'm leading at here. So $299, yeah, that sounds great for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't want sticker shock at second month. Now it's just went up to $599.
No, it would never change on you. No, it never changes on you. So that rate of $299 will always stay $299. It will never go up on you.
Okay. So then finally, if I'm about ready to give you this credit card number, I need to know I have a way out. When my wife gets home and we discuss this evening and kind of how soon will we be able to have documentation or whatever that we can review together?
Everything gets sent over to you in writing with you on the phone. Even after the via transaction with me on the phone, you get an invoice sent over to you to the email that you gave me, and then obviously that way you have it for your records. So everything's sent over to you in writing with me on the phone with you.
Right, but the whole plan, does it come with a packet that where I don't have to try to repeat verbatim what you've been talking to me about to my wife? She can just look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay,
yeah.
This looks pretty good.
Yeah, I can send over the email that gives her visuals, or gives you guys both visuals of where you're going to be placed and how it's going to look online. I can absolutely send that over
okay.
to you.
Then finally, do I have an opportunity to back out? If I say 2 weeks or a month from now, say, no, this ain't working.
The only thing that we ask for is a phone call before the next billing is due. That way we can opt you out of the services and you're not billed for the next oncoming month.
All right, fair enough. So if I understand correctly, with $299, I'm going to get a professional website built. I'm going to get some good advertisement, a place people are going to go when they search HVAC in my area. This is hopefully going to generate, let's say, 12 to 15 calls a month. That, for me, is going to equate from anywhere from $150 to $600 a call. Sounds good so far, if that's accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a phenomenal program. The proof's in the pudding, but we want to make sure that we're proving it to you. That's why we're offering it to you monthly with no contracts.
Okay. All right. Well, let me know when you're ready for the number.
I'm ready for I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right, let's start. I'll just go four at a time. 4428.
Okay.
6805.
Okay.
0448.
You said 0448?
Yes.
Okay.
And 9555.
All right, and the expiration month and year?
Expiration, 3/25.
And the little code that's on the back?
606.
Okay, 606. And that card, is that connected to the 3140 North 130th Lane?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then we use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It shows the last four digits. But before I do code it out, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4428-6805-0448-9555. And then I have March of 25 and 606.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to be going over a voice verification that goes over the service agreement. It's about 2 minutes long, but if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, that way you have a better understanding of what it asked you, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll address that question a different way so you understand exactly what it's asking you. But it's pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows, all right? It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Michael, this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it'll also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Climate Control Solutions, LLC.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Hagan. Manager member.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
All righty. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But would you be responsive? Would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Local Splash specifically, yes.
Yes, thank you very much. And then also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Would I be willing?
Well, we're not saying you can't, but basically what that's asking is if another company calls you and they're offering you some sort of marketing or advertising for the business to make sure that you don't double pay for a service if you decide to move forward with them that we're already offering you, we just ask that you give us a call before moving forward so we can make sure that you don't double pay for a service, pretty much.
Nope, I agree. Yes, I agree.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be February 24th, 2022, in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $299. When your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each following month on the same day of the 24th, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. All right. Provide me a customer support number.
Absolutely. You're going to be getting – I did actually send that over to you in the form of an email. That's actually the first number that comes up when you pull up that email. It's actually labeled client support for you. Okay.
Perfect.
Absolutely. And then you're also going to be getting an invoice via transaction, the $299. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting an invoice sent over to you. But while I wait for that confirmation to kind of kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, what I'm going to do is set you up for the client interview while I wait for them to get back to me. Now, it's the 24th today. We do close here in the next 21 minutes. We're here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, so I'm going to have to push this out until tomorrow. But I can get you in tomorrow. Let me see here. What time is it right now? Is it 3:39 or 4:39 in Avondale?
It's 4:39.
Okay, so you're an hour ahead of us. So I can get you in. How does 9 o'clock in the morning sound?
It'd be good if there's any chance, because my wife usually comes home for lunch. So, which could be, I think we could arrange 1 p.m. our time, which would be 12 p.m. your time. Is that possible?
That's when our company is out, actually out to lunch at 12 o'clock, so we wouldn't have anybody here. So, and then the earliest time that I'd be able to do so, unfortunately, I'd be able to do it tomorrow at, let me see here. That would be 11 a.m. is the latest. Or actually the, and then I can do the latest would be, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so let's do 11 a.m. because that'd be 12 a.m. our time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah, that's 11 a.m. Pacific. So if I get you in right now at 10, yeah, that, if I get you in at 10, that would be 11 o'clock your time.
Well, you said 11 a.m. Can you do 11 a.m. your time? That'd be noon our time.
Unfortunately,
it'd be fine.
But unfortunately, not. That we say between 10 and 11 the call, because the call doesn't come exactly at 10. It does come if. Just because in case the call that they're on before goes over the hour mark, you're not waiting by the phone exactly on the hour wondering where your phone call is. So sometimes it could go a half hour over the mark, but they do give you a call. So we say between 10 and 11 o'clock. But the 11 o'clock hour is filled. I don't have another spot available on that hour, unfortunately.
That's okay. And we're still speaking Pacific Standard Time.
Yes, so if I got you in at 10 o'clock Pacific, if I got you in at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that would be 11 a.m. your time.
Yep, perfect.
Okay, all right, wonderful. And then give me one second here while I program you in. And then just to verify the number that they're going to be calling you on, that's the 425 area code, 238-5799.
Yes.
All righty, and then give me a moment here. Alrighty, I got you all programmed in, and I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite as well. And then hour before the interview takes place, you get a text message telling you that it's going to be taking place. You don't need to be around a computer or anything like that. It's just a phone interview. Okay.
So Sounds good.
Give me one more moment here while I get that finish off getting that calendar invite sent over to you. Invite guest. Perfect. All right. So I just sent that off to you. You're going to be receiving that here momentarily. And then also, I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Michael, I'm excited for you. It's going to be a profitable service. Now, I do need you for another. Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a phenomenal program. We're going to make you happy with it. But, I just need you for another minute or so. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, I'm driving. It could be a little dicey, but it's right.
Yeah, we want you safe. So, but this is actually important. I need to provide you with your username for your client dashboard that we provide you with. And I can do that through the invoice.
Yeah. Can I get my glasses on? Hang on a second.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so which one am I looking at? The last one you said?
Yeah, there's one that should be one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, and that's the one that I need you to pull up.
Got it.
Okay, perfect. Now, about the third line down, there's a little link that says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
Yep.
Okay, so click that link for me, and that's going to take you to a whole other page within itself that says Local Splash, it shows you a summary of the services. Local Splash Terms of Experience,
Terms of Experience.
It says at the top. Yeah, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yep.
And then if you scroll all the way down for me, you're going to see where it says Cancellation and Refunds. Now, that little box that's underneath that section, you're going to click that little box. And then you're going to sign your name at the very bottom in that DocuSign signature section. And then once you confirm your name, once you confirm the signature, it's going to lock you into that $299 rate moving forward. And it's also going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Username and Password. And that's the page that I need you to do. So let me know when you get the signature confirmed. Yep.
Alrighty. I'm not seeing where I'm supposed to accept. Nope, everybody's dynamite the brakes.
Okay, you say there's supposed to be a place that I acknowledge my acceptance, or just sign?
So basically, under where it says cancellation and refunds, underneath that, there's a little section, there's a little box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer.
Yep.
You would check that box, and then you would sign your name, Michael Hagen, as seen above. So you would sign it with a capital M and a capital H as well, since it's capital sensitive. But when you confirm it, it's going to take you to that other page that says Local Splash username and password.
Okay. Let me really sign here.
Yeah, all you gotta do is really
just sign it with your finger.
Yeah, you just sign it with your finger, pretty much.
Just
or type or type it in, you know.
Let's click here to type in your name, you know.
Yep.
Signature. Now I got username and password.
Wonderful. That's the page that I was talking about. So the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, the 425-238-5799. And then the password, that is going to be created for you and given to you tomorrow during the client interview when it's taking place. So that's going to be coming between at 11 o'clock your time, okay? Remember, it might go over a little bit, might go the 11 o'clock hour, but it's going to be coming at that time. Alrighty? But,
okay.
But I do want to ask you, Michael, that's the only thing that I require from you today until tomorrow during the client interview, but did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in regards to the program before we disconnect and my agents give you a call tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I think we're good right now. I'll hear more about it tomorrow, and as long as I have a, hopefully this will work out. It sounds like it's a fairly good opportunity at a reasonable cost, so advertising's good.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Well, Michael, like I said, we look forward to working with you, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call in. You have our contact information. We just want to make it work for you. But other than that, just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you regardless, okay?
Sounds good, man. Have a great afternoon.
You too. I appreciate your time. Bye-bye now.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.